Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Rattled: How to Calm New Mom Anxiety with the Power of the Postpartum Brain by Nicole Pensack. PhD is a nonfiction guide focused on maternal mental health during the postpartum period. It examines the emotional and neurological transition known as matrescence, arguing that the changes many new mothers feel after birth are rooted in real biological and psychological shifts rather than personal weakness. The book is written for readers who want a science-informed explanation of why postpartum anxiety, hypervigilance, guilt, and emotional overwhelm can emerge after childbirth, along with practical ways to respond. Rather than treating postpartum distress as something to hide or simply endure, Pensack presents it as a common and understandable part of early motherhood that deserves support, planning, and treatment when needed. The book combines accessible neuroscience, clinical perspective, and practical care strategies to help readers better understand the postpartum brain and use that knowledge to reduce distress and improve functioning. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, matrescence as the central framework for understanding early motherhood. A defining idea in the book is matrescence, the process of becoming a mother. Pensack uses this framework to explain that the postpartum period is not just a medical recovery phase, but a broader identity transition involving physical, emotional, and psychological change. This matters because many books about new parenthood focus on infant care while leaving the mother's own internal experience underexamined. By centering matrescence, the book reframes confusion, emotional instability, and self-doubt as part of a normal developmental shift rather than evidence that something is wrong. The comparison to adolescence is useful because it highlights that brain, body, and identity can all change at once during a major life transition. That perspective helps reduce shame and allows readers to interpret discomfort more accurately. The book also shows why this transition can feel disorienting. A new mother may still recognize herself, but not feel fully like herself. That gap between identity and experience is one of the book's most important analytical points. Secondly, how the postpartum brain can intensify anxiety while also increasing responsiveness. Pensack's argument is not that the postpartum brain is only vulnerable, but that it is biologically reorganized in ways that can create both strain and strength. The book explains that heightened alertness, intrusive worry, and a stronger sense of responsibility can arise, because the brain is adapting to the demands of caregiving. In practice, this means some anxious reactions are not irrational in origin. They are connected to a biological system that is working hard to keep an infant safe. At the same time, the book resists a purely deficit-based view. It emphasizes neuroplasticity, or the brain's capacity to change, as a window for learning new coping habits and reinforcing healthier patterns. This dual framing is important because it prevents readers from seeing postpartum anxiety as either purely pathological or merely a strength. Instead, the book presents the postpartum brain as a system under pressure that can be guided towards stability. That balance between risk and possibility is one of the book's most distinctive contributions. Thirdly, distinguishing ordinary new parent worry from postpartum anxiety disorders. A practical strength of the book is its attempt to separate normal concern from clinically significant anxiety. New parents are expected to worry about feeding, sleep, safety, and adapting to an infant's needs, so not every anxious thought signals a disorder. Pensack's approach helps readers recognize the difference between reasonable vigilance and anxiety that becomes persistent, intrusive, and disruptive. This distinction is clinically important because postpartum anxiety is often under-recognized, especially when it appears alongside the ordinary stress of sleep deprivation and new responsibilities. The book shows how anxiety can become harder to identify when it blends into the background of early motherhood, leading many women to normalize symptoms that deserve attention. By naming common signs such as hypervigilance, intrusive thinking, and difficulty relaxing, the book gives readers a clearer vocabulary for self-observation. That matters because accurate naming can be the first step towards seeking help. The book's value lies not in dramatizing postpartum distress, but in clarifying when worry has crossed the line into a pattern that should be addressed. Fourthly, practical mental health planning rather than vague reassurance. The book is notable for moving beyond validation into preparation. Instead of offering only emotional comfort, Pensack encourages readers to create a postpartum mental health care plan before or during the early months after birth. This is a concrete intervention because the postpartum period often leaves little room for reflection once symptoms intensify. A plan can include identifying warning signs, deciding who to contact, clarifying support needs, and recognizing which treatments or coping tools may be useful. The logic is preventative if a mother already knows what support looks like. She is less likely to delay help when anxiety starts to interfere with daily life. The book also treats therapy and professional treatment as appropriate responses, not last resorts or signs of failure. That stance is important in a cultural environment where mothers are often expected to manage alone By framing planning as a form of care rather than over-preparation, the book gives readers something actionable. This practical emphasis makes the book especially useful for those who want more than theory and need a guide they can actually use in the postpartum period. Lastly, addressing guilt, shame, rage, and work transition as part of the maternal experience, Pensack does not narrow postpartum distress to anxiety alone. The book also discusses mom guilt, mom shame, mom rage, and the challenge of returning to work, showing that emotional strain in early motherhood is often layered and relational. This broader view is important because many mothers do not experience one clean symptom category. Instead, they may move between self-criticism, frustration, sadness, irritability, and fear. The book suggests that these reactions are shaped not only by biology, but also by expectations, social pressure, and the gap between idealized motherhood and lived reality. By addressing shame and perfectionism, it directly engages the internal standards that can intensify distress. By addressing work return, it acknowledges that postpartum mental health is affected by practical life transitions, not just emotions in isolation. This makes the book more comprehensive than a narrow anxiety manual. It helps readers see maternal mental health as a system shaped by identity, support, role strain, and social context. That wider lens is one of the book's most useful features for readers navigating multiple pressures at once. In conclusion, Rattled is best suited for new mothers. Expectant parents preparing for the postpartum period, partners who want to understand maternal anxiety, and clinicians or support professionals working with perinatal mental health. Its main value is that it treats postpartum anxiety as both scientifically grounded and emotionally understandable, which makes the book more useful than generic parenting guidance or purely inspirational advice. Readers looking for a clear explanation of why they may feel unlike themselves after birth will find a validating framework in matrescence and postpartum neurobiology. Readers who want practical next steps will also find value in the focus on mental health planning, self-care, and treatment awareness. What makes the book stand out in its category is its combination of clinical credibility and accessible language. It does not reduce postpartum distress to a simple coping problem, nor does it rely on alarmist framing. Instead, it normalizes common experiences while still taking symptoms seriously. That balance makes it especially relevant for anyone seeking a realistic, non-judgmental account of early motherhood and the mental health changes that can accompany it. If you would like to support Nicole Pensack, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.